Thank you. Hallelujah. We have to learn not just to speak to ourselves. But David spoke to himself and he encouraged himself. But we have to speak to entities and spirit of fear and just remind it that it doesn't have authority over us unless we give it to it, to fear, to anxieties, to whatever would grip us and try to freeze us and not allow us to walk in the ways of God, cause us to be distracted. Interdependence on the Spirit of God, daily calling upon His name, all times of the day. We don't have set prayer times. We don't just pray at 12. We don't only pray when we get up. We don't only pray when we go to sleep.
go through life and we have so many difficulties and challenges that we face, and as we interact with people, it's so easy to fall into a place of worthlessness, where you feel as if you have no value, or you don't have the value that you really have, and you feel that you're somehow less than other people, or even life itself. You feel like you want to give up. But it's because Jesus has died for us. It's because Jesus loves us and cares for us and has provided His Holy Spirit that we may gain strength and wisdom. We are able to hold on to what is right and what is true. And that is why the Word of God is so important in our lives, because without it, we wouldn't understand just how much Jesus did for us. We wouldn't understand just how much He values us as individuals first, and then collectively as a people. God cares for you, and He cares for me, loves us in such a way that we don't even fully understand it ourselves. But I can assure you that no one loves you more than Jesus. No one cares for you more than Jesus. And if we can enter into His rest, enter into His place of comfort, and receive His love, it will change our lives. And the more we get to know about Jesus, the more we understand about His Word and His ways, the more we are able to abide in Him, the more we will have confidence in what our role is in life. And so, I pray today that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you've never accepted Jesus, now is the time. And perhaps you would like to know how much He loves you and cares for you. I can only direct you to the Word of God. And I can only encourage you in the Word of God to help you know its value, its importance, that as you reflect on the Word of God day and night, you will see that it will bring enlightenment to your heart. It will renew your mind. It will enable you to see and to hear and to know that you are someone whom God has designed for this purpose in life. That is to glorify Him, to honor Him, and for Him to work through you to impact the lives of the people around you. And so, let us remember all these things that Jesus has done as we come to the communion table. In the Word of God, it tells us that Jesus was there in the upper room with His disciples. And one of the traits or the roles of the Holy Spirit of God is that He reveals things to His people before they happen, so that we can be ready when they do. And He's always preparing His people. Jesus never did anything or led the disciples in a way where they were surprised when something happened. But they were always warned ahead of time. Jesus always lets His people know of things ahead of time. And this is why meditating on the Word of God is so important, because the Scripture tells us where the world is going and what is taking place even as it is happening. And so we are able to prepare ourselves. We are able to make ourselves ready so that as life progresses, we're not caught by surprise by the level or the magnitude of evil or difficulties that come our way, because the Word of God is already told told them that if he was, as he was about to take the bread, he took it and he said, "This is my body that is broken for you and I." And Jesus explained how he would suffer and how he would be tormented in his body. And as we live our Christian lives, in a physical sense, we too will suffer in physical ways. We too will endure difficulties as we try to do the will of God. But the Lord is with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. And so let us pray and ask God to give us the strength to carry out the will of God, even though we suffer in our bodies, even though we may endure even punishment from those who are unbelievers. Let us hold fast and true to what is right in the Lord. Join us as we pray. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, Father God, you have sent your Son down, Lord God, to be broken for us, Lord Father God, that we can be united through him with you again in heaven, Lord Father God. Lord God, and there are times, Lord, we are broken. Maybe it's for teaching from you, Lord God, for correction, Lord Father God. Or maybe it's just the world and the fallen world we live in, Lord Father God. But Lord God, we cry out to you, Lord God. We cry out that you're with us, Lord, through those trying times, Lord God. Those that are in need right now, Lord God, that are struggling for a broken state of in their life, Lord God. They cry out for you, Lord God. And we need you, Lord Father God, to touch them, Lord Jesus. To be with us, Lord God, in these times, Lord God. Let us feel your mighty presence, Lord God. Assure us, Lord God, that you are holding us up, Lord, through these times, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
So we cry out to you, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Help us get through these times, Lord.
Took the bread, and as we open this thin layer of cellophane on top, it reveals what we would call a wafer, which is a modern day bread. It's unleavened bread. It's bread without yeast, without any additives to it at all. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, we find that the day of the Lord, during those seasons and those times, God would commanded his people to use unleavened bread. And the unleavened bread is bread that is void of yeast, and it is representative of selflessness. It means that you are surrendered to God. It represents a life that is yielded to the Lord. And so likewise, this bread is unleavened bread. It is commonly called matzah, is what would be used in those days and even today. And this matzah, if you're familiar with it, it has little holes in it that represent the piercings of Jesus. It has been cooked in such a way, it has stripes on it, which represents the suffering that he endured in his body. And of course, it is void of any selfishness. It is void of anything that would represent the puffedness of humanity. It represents humility. And so, as Jesus told his disciples, this represents my body, which has been broken for you. And that he lived his life, not unto himself, but he lived his life for you and I, to pay the price that needed to be paid, that we may live, and that he might be an example to us. And so we eat together in remembrance of him. In Jesus' name, let us eat. Hallelujah. Amen. afterwards they took the cup. And Jesus said, this is the cup. This cup is the cup of suffering. He said, this is my blood which is poured out for you, and it represents cleansing from sin. Nothing can cleanse from sin except the blood. And that is in Genesis. It goes all the way back to sheep and goats and turtle doves and birds of various types that were sacrificed on the altars in behalf of the degree or level of sin in a family's life. And it was the husband's role, the father's role, to come and make sacrifice in behalf of his family. And he was called to come before the Lord to repent of his sins and to call on the Lord for forgiveness for his household. And God has called us to do the same thing today. We stand in the gap for one another. We stand in the gap for our wives, our children. We stand in the gap for our husbands and co-workers and friends, and we ask God to forgive us for our sins, and we ask God to intervene in one another's lives, that God may deliver us from evil, that his kingdom may prevail, and that his will would be accomplished. It is the very standing in the gap that we do, and it's all because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus, we are made new. Old things are passed away, and everything is made new. And so join us as we pray. I challenge you to take this moment to ask God to forgive you for your sins, that he would cleanse you from all unrighteousness, all the things that you didn't do right, all the things that you didn't do according to his word and according to his will, that he would forgive you, that we would be forgiven, because we all have fallen short of the glory of God, and we need the forgiveness of God. So join us as we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.